This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Are you aware that all people, including Muslims, already have a home prepared for them, both in the hellfire and in paradise? And when the believer enters paradise, the position in the hellfire is demolished. And when the disbeliever enters the hellfire, their position in paradise is demolished. And so all decisions in this world that you make and the decisions that you don't make affect which of the two homes you end up in. So where are you headed? A lot of people today do not realize that the decisions they make every single day, short term, and the decisions long term, like the goals that they set in life, the career that they have, the relationships that they have, the studies that they pursue, are completely disconnected from the destination that they seek. And if you believe in paradise and hellfire, then it is crucial to live your life with mindful decision making. Otherwise, what ends up happening in the short term is that you start to feel disconnected from the long-term destination. So you start to feel unfulfilled. You start to feel like there's a separation between the focus on ad-dunya and the focus on the afterlife and the long-term impact of the disconnection between the decision and the destination is perhaps losing out on the destination that you actually seek. Years ago, I was fascinated by goal setting and the psychology of decision making. And I used to also teach about goal setting. And I noticed something really interesting for myself and for others as well, that oftentimes the secular approach to goal setting and decision making completely separates your actual beliefs about your destination and the goals that you're setting for ad-dunya, this life. And that disconnect leads to a number of problems, which is why, alhamdulillah, we've developed a new seminar to tackle this from multiple angles, to connect our decisions, our goal setting in a very mindful, conscious way, and to live life with more meaning by connecting it to your destination in the afterlife, by connecting it to paradise. So this is what we've done. We prepared a fusion seminar. A fusion seminar, a brand new, unique experience, combines two different things. First, we have the on-site experience for an entire day. That experience is all engagement-based. It's workshop-based. We're going to bring to life our senses, experience a number of different things together so that we can reach our objective, inshallah ta'ala, which is to connect mindfully our decisions, our goals to our final destination. And then, of course, we have the online component. With the online component, we have, alhamdulillah, the studio recordings in which we go through the thread of these two characters. And these are two people that we can relate to their experiences in this world, growing up in the modern world as Muslims. And as they embark on their journeys in this life, we go through their journey in the next life as well, paradise and hellfire. And we try to take lessons that we can connect to through these recordings, as well as individual activities, so that once again, we pair this up with the objectives of the on-site seminar and the on-site experience, bringing these two components, inshallah ta'ala, as a fusion, as a hybrid for the final result. The reason I want to share this seminar with you and this massive life-changing experience is because I've seen the results in other people who've been taught this material in the past. And when I would ask for their feedback, I would hear a number of different beautiful, remarkable stories of change. You had a brother, for example, who literally changed his career after attending a seminar on paradise and hellfire. And one of the reasons was that he wanted to live his life with more meaning and connect his decisions and how he spent his time and to enjoy his work as well to his final destination. Alhamdulillah, it's helped some students in terms of the studies that they would pursue, choosing a particular pathway in life. It's helped people with choosing a potential spouse. It's helped people with their fitness goals and connecting their fitness goals to their life mission and to paradise as well. Because I've seen the benefit for other people and I've benefited as well, alhamdulillah, from the topic and from my teachers and from a number of resources in the several dozens, alhamdulillah, I too want to share this seminar with you so that we can embark on this journey together from the beginning to the end, inshallah ta'ala. I want to share with you why this program is so unique and what makes it different from every other seminar or book or video series you've consumed about paradise and hellfire. In this seminar, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to begin by setting the foundation, going through the stories of two individuals, Abdullah and Khalid. These are two individuals who grew up in the modern world as Muslims and they struggled with faith. Khalid chose the path of disbelief and he started basically throwing challenges and assumptions and sometimes insults towards Abdullah. Abdullah started to struggle with his faith as well. So we're going to explore their struggles, with faith, with life, with divine reality. And then as we explore their decisions and their struggles, we'll see where they ended up in the next life as well, through the exploration of hellfire and paradise, describing them along the way, relating some of the descriptions to our lives today, and of course, trying to take as much benefit as possible. So ultimately, this story of two friends is a story we can relate to and a story that will take us on our own experience, our own journey through paradise and hellfire. Don't miss out on this opportunity, because if you delay this even by a couple months and you wait for another potential opportunity that may not come, you end up basically losing out as an opportunity cost on the change right now in your life. You didn't plant that tree 10 years ago, and if you missed out on that opportunity, the next best time is now. If you miss this opportunity, you miss the opportunity to start the change in your life right now and the conscious decision making right now in the short term as well, that affects your entire life and affects your afterlife as well. Remember this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to procrastinate changing right now, and the devil would prefer for us to delay that change for as long as possible. Don't let the devil trick you into doing that.